And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
If there's been a most disturbing aspect of this contentious political year, it has to be the way in which a growing number of activists, most of them on the far right, have started to embrace outrageous fringe conspiracy theories and speak openly of violence against the government. Last week, the FBI foiled a plot by a group of 13 ultra-conservative would-be terrorists, angry about measures taken in response to the coronavirus, to abduct and murder Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer. This is seriously frightening stuff, and it's made even worse by the failure of supposedly responsible conservative leaders, from the president on down, to strongly disavow crazy conspiracy theories. Indeed, when the president and other politicians attack responsible public health policies as, quote, tyranny, and use language they know will be welcomed as a coded endorsement by fringe extremists, America has embarked upon a very dangerous path. The bottom line, our nation must remain better than this. While Americans may differ passionately on the issues of the day, we must continue to settle those differences at the ballot box. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.